This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at our top stories heading into this Memorial Day weekend. President Obama is spending the weekend in Chicago, but took some time on Friday to head down to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, where there is now ample evidence of the massive oil spill that developed after that ruptured oil well out in the Gulf of Mexico and has now reached much of the Louisiana shoreline. This is already easily the largest oil disaster in American history, and right now it's still unclear whether the top kill method engineered by BP is doing the job. For the most part, it is believed that the vast majority of the leak has now been plugged up, but it's still unclear whether it was 100% successful. The president has taken a lot of heat for this being only his second trip over the past 40 days down to the Gulf Coast, and he tried to vigorously defend himself Thursday at a White House press conference for what many in both parties perceive as a lack of leadership on this issue. While on the Gulf Coast today, the president meeting with his point man for this disaster, Coast Guard Commander Thad Allen, who has a wealth of experience in dealing with massive disasters related to oil. He was also meeting with a number of Gulf Coast state governors, including Alabama's Bob Riley and Florida's Charlie Crist. The president today saying once again and emphatically, this is BP's fault. BP is responsible for cleaning it up. BP is responsible for paying the bills. But the buck stops with him.
Now, our mission remains the same as it has since this disaster began, since the day I visited Louisiana nearly 4 weeks ago. We want to stop the leak. We want to contain and clean up the oil. And we want to help the people of this region return to their lives and their livelihoods as soon as possible. And our response treats this event for what it is. It's an assault on our shores, on our people, on the regional economy, and on communities like this one.
For more on the president's handling of this story, as well as his energy agenda, please check out my interview with Arizona Congressman John Shattuck. That's found at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Also today, the Obama White House giving out its version of what happened when Congressman Joe Sestak of Pennsylvania was offered a job in the Obama administration last year in an effort to get him to drop out of the Pennsylvania Democratic Senate primary against Arlen Specter. Now that Sestak has defeated Specter in the primary, more details are coming to light. White House counsel Bob Baer has released a statement today suggesting that the intermediary who offered Sestak a job was none other than former President Bill Clinton. However, it was nothing formal and nothing official, but just a position and a non-paid position on a presidential commission. In a late afternoon press conference on the Capitol steps, Congressman Sestak explained how this whole conversation with Clinton came about.
Was it very clear to you that the White House was asking President Clinton to pressure you?
What the president said is he had been talking to Rahm, and Rahm had mentioned that there would be. So Rahm works in the White House.
Rahm, of course, is Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff, who also worked in the Clinton administration. No official word as of yet from former President Clinton. Also towards the end of the week, a major and controversial vote on the House floor regarding a Democratic agenda to repeal the ban on gays serving in the military. It's commonly known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but the ban on homosexuals serving in the military has been in place for some time. The final vote on the House floor on late Thursday night was 234 in favor of repealing the ban, 194 against. Five Republicans voted to lift the ban on gays in the military. They are Judy Biggert of Illinois, Joe Cow of Louisiana, the brand-new Hawaii Congressman Charles DeJew, Ron Paul of Texas, as well as Ileana Ross-Leightonen from the state of Florida. But there's a whole lot more than just a vote here. The entire military culture could change if, in fact, this ban is repealed. For more details on that and what is perceived by many as a very deceptive debate on the part of Democrats, please check out my interview with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness. That interview, again, found at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. And some shocking and saddening news from the world of entertainment today.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means.
Gary Coleman, the diminutive star of Different Strokes that made him a national star before he was even the age of 10, is dead now at the age of 42. Coleman starred as Arnold Jackson on the program from 1978 to 1986. Since leaving the show, though, he had fallen on hard times both personally and professionally. He'd also battled health problems for his entire life. His shortened height was due to a kidney ailment that required multiple transplants and frequent dialysis even throughout his time on the program. On Wednesday, Coleman fell at his home in Utah, which triggered a cerebral hemorrhage. He was removed from life support on Friday afternoon. Gary Coleman dead at the age of 42. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.